Hello to all the listeners of this popular audio talk series being organized by National Remote Sensing Center Hyderabad, Indian Space Research Organization, to celebrate World Space Week 2020. I, Dr. Rajshree Bhotle, Group Director Training, Education and Outreach Group NRSC, will take you through this virtual talk series. Launch of the first human-made Earth satellite Sputnik 1 took place on 4th October 1957. Thus opening the way for space exploration. The signing of the Treaty on Principles governing the activities of states in the exploration and peaceful uses of outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, was done on October 10, 1967. Thus, the World Space Week is celebrated from October 4 to 10 every year. This year, due to pandemic, we are celebrating WSW in virtual mode. I now invite Dr. M.V. Ravi Kumar, Deputy Director, Management System Area, to enlighten about World Space Week. Dr. Ravi Kumar, please.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the World Space Week 2020 celebrations at the National Remote Sensing Center, which are being held in the virtual mode this year. As you'd all be aware, the UN had declared the World Space Week as an annual event to be commemorated between the 4th and the 10th of October every year, and it is the largest annual space event in the world. The events are organized by several organizations, including space agencies, aerospace companies, astronomy clubs, and museums. Each year, a new theme for the World Space Week is announced. For the current year 2020, the theme is Satellites Improve Life. NRSC, as a space agency, is an active participant in the World Space Week celebrations, and in 2018, we could reach out to about 5 lakh students through our programs. Now in 2020, NRSC is contributing its part to the World Space Week celebrations with the release of the series on popular audio talks. This series comprises of several short duration talks covering a broad range of technical domains in the space arena, and they're delivered by distinguished scientists having years of rich experience behind them. I am sure you will find the talks very interesting, informative, and inspiring. Welcome again to the World Space Week 2020 celebrations at NRSC, and we hope you'll find your participation both enriching and rewarding. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now I invite Shri Shantanu Chowdhury, Director NRSC, for inaugurating World Space Week by his opening remarks.
Namaskar. I hope everyone is keeping themselves and their families safe during this pandemic. As an outreach activity, NRSC has been celebrating World Space Week in a big manner during last few years. In 2018, we reached to around 5 lakh students pan-India. This year, in spite of pandemic, I am happy to note that NRSC is celebrating World Space Week 2020 in a big way. A series of audio talks are planned this year. World Space Week 2020 has a theme, Satellites Improve Life. We at ISRO built launch vehicles and satellites, launch them, control them, and acquire data from them. The acquired data from satellites help in understanding Earth's cryosphere, biosphere, atmosphere, and their interactions. Also, it has found applications in the studies of planets, heavenly bodies, and even in the understanding the origins of the universe. Remote sensing applications derived through synergistic use of Earth observation, communication and navigation satellites, and complemented with ground-based observations, play a key role in harnessing the benefits of space technology for socio-economic security, sustainable development, disaster risk reduction, and efficient governance. At National Remote Sensing Center, we generated more than 2 lakh products from around 13,000 satellite passes in the last 6 months. These datasets are used in different applications ranging from crop monitoring, urban planning, and societal applications. To improve life in general, and food, water, and health security in particular, NRSC is actively contributing, providing satellite data and derived results for the successful execution of national programs. Pradhan Mantri Kishan Sichai Yojana, Integrated Watershed Management Project, Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Gram Sajak Yojana, Atal Mission for Rejuvenation and Urban Transformation, etc. Data derived from different satellites is also used for disaster management and climate change impact assessment. I am sure this effort of bringing technical topics in the form of popular lectures from speakers all over ISRO will be liked by all. I wish this program a great success.
Thank you very much, sir. Your encouragement helps us to take more challenges. Theme of WSW 2020 is Satellites Improve Life. It is my privilege to invite Dr. R.R. Navalgund, former Vikram Sarabhai Distinguished Professor ISRO from 2012-17, Director, Space Applications Center, ISRO Ahmedabad from 2005-12, and Director, National Remote Sensing Center, Hyderabad 2001-05, to deliver lead talk on this occasion. Dr. Navalgund, sir.
Good morning to everyone. This talk attempts to give a brief appraisal. How do the satellites help improve quality of human life? In a short span of about 60 years since the first man-made object went into space, satellites have become almost indispensable to humankind. The satellites are artificial objects carrying various instruments on board and orbit the Earth at heights above 100 kilometers. Some travel to other planets and beyond. Broadly, there are four categories of satellites of interest. Remote sensing or Earth observation satellites are those which look at the Earth itself, its land, ocean, and atmosphere. They are engaged in finding where is what using cameras and radars, but also in studying the changes. While the communication satellites facilitate communication between places and transmission of data, a set of navigation satellites help estimating one's position. The fourth category of satellite missions are those which travel to other planets and orbit them. There are some which look at stars, including the Sun as well. Data from the remote sensing satellites have been utilized in a number of applications to benefit the human society. Disaster monitoring, mitigation, and damage assessment has been one of the major areas which has benefited from the remote sensing satellites. Data from the remote sensing satellites have been extensively used in locating the cyclones, their movement, and identify possible landfall points on the coast. It has also been possible to estimate the wind velocities and storm surge. This crucial knowledge has helped in shifting vulnerable people from the coast to safer places, thus saving lives. The RS data has also been used in early warning of floods, identifying possible areas of flood inundation, and also in damage assessment. Identification of forest fires, occurrence of drought, landslides, earthquakes, early warning of volcanoes and tsunami are some other areas wherein remote sensing data have been very useful. A variety of application programs necessary in preserving natural resources for achieving sustainable development have been operational with the use of remote sensing satellite data, such as agricultural production forecasts at national and regional level, irrigation scheduling, forest extents, identifying areas of deforestation, inventory of surface water bodies, estimating snow cover, and its possible melt, extent of glaciers and their retreat, health of coastal zones have become operational with the use of satellite data. Locating suitable sites to dig wells to obtain drinking water using satellite data has been a very useful application. Plans to augment rural road connectivity, developmental planning of urban areas and their sprawl, exploration of geological resources, desertification have become possible with the use of data from these satellites. Data obtained from some of the specific satellites devoted to ocean and atmospheric observations have been used to improve ocean state forecasting, exploitation of some of the ocean resources, and improved weather forecasting, as well as near-time rainfall estimation. Locating schools of fish in the coastal and oceanic waters using satellite measurements of sea surface temperature, phytoplankton, sea surface winds and currents has greatly benefited the fishermen and women in increasing their catch per unit effort and saving cost on diesel. Improved weather forecasts and agrometeorological advisories are helping farmers to make better decisions in farm operations. Communication satellites have become an integral part of communication infrastructure for the entire world. The world has become a global village. Satellite communication satellites offer a unique capability of being able to simultaneously reach out to a very large number of people spread over long distances, even in the remote corners and inaccessible regions of the country. This has helped in providing development-oriented education to the masses, to all strata of the society. Communication satellites provide broadcasting and direct access to home capabilities. Data transfer from one place to the other through very small aperture terminals has become possible. Mobile satellite service is another important application, particularly useful in inaccessible regions. In disaster situations where local infrastructure has been damaged, satellite communication plays a very crucial and timely role. Telemedicine and teleeducation are two important applications enabled by communication satellites. Satellite-aided search and rescue has been very useful to those stranded in the seas. Communication satellites are extremely useful in facilitating collection and transmission of in-situ data from a large number of locations to a central place for further processing. This has helped in improving weather and ocean state forecasting, tsunami warning, and many other activities. Global navigation system of satellites help one to locate his position accurately within a few meters using a portable handheld receiver. A simple example of this revolution is the way your taxi driver takes you to the place of your destination without much difficulty. A number of location-based services have become possible with the synergic use of remote sensing, communication, and global navigation satellite systems. Thus, satellites have become indispensable tools in various aspects of our day-to-day life. They are here to stay.
There is hardly anyone in remote sensing community who may not know Dr. Navalgund. Thank you very much, sir, for the lead talk and setting the pace of this audio talk series. Before we come to the end of this inauguration session, let me inform few things. The audio talks are available on www.nrsc.gov.in. There will be two talks daily, which will cover different aspects of space science and technology. Talks will be uploaded at 11 hours and 15 hours. Today afternoon, there will be talk by Dr. Ashish Goyal about the exciting ocean worlds of the solar system. Thank you everyone to be part of this virtual celebration. Jai Hind.